Please state your full names.
Yaroslav Kek.
Alexander Kek.
Today is November 22nd, 2018, and we are in Chicago, Illinois. So, I understand that you two were in the Soviet Army. Why did you decide to join?
It wasn't our decision. We were drafted, as everybody who is 18 years old and who didn't go to the college. So, I was drafted to the Soviet Army. I was healthy enough to go. That's what happened.
So, were you not able to go to college?
No, we just didn't go in. So, it wasn't accepted. So, it was very tough to get to the nice college in Soviet Union.
Do you remember the day that you were drafted?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that day?
We went to the train station with our parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were waiting. Then they put us in a train.
December 1st, 1989.
And then we start moving for about like 3 days. And after 3 days, we came to the city named Tashkent.
No, he's wrong.
Something like that.
We go to left on December 1st, 1989. But we were not able to move. Something happened. Nobody was ready.
Oh, yeah,
so. They sent us home.
And
if we have 10 days vacation,
yeah,
we do nothing.
Yeah.
December 10, we come back to station,
mm-hmm.
and we will start driving 3 days to go to Tashkent, Uzbekistan.
Capital of Uzbekistan.
In December 13, in the evening, we arrive
mm-hmm.
in Tashkent. It's about 3,000 kilometers from our home.
About 2,000 miles.
3 days in train.
So, how was it like being in the military with your brother?
It was fantastic experience. Fantastic. We fight, we scream on each other, we fight with another person.
Okay. He was more physically advanced. I wasn't. So, and because of that, sometimes I'm just telling the truth, okay? So, sometimes he suffered. Okay, because I was his brother, so at some point that just happening that I actually even changed the place and I start doing my term in a different city. So
after 8 months, but first 8 months,
yeah.
You fight for our status. You fight for about every second day.
So what was your position in the army?
It was both of us finished special. We both of us finished special school before we go to army.
Becomes a flight
operator. Radio location station operator. I become operator of location station 4.
He's become number 5. It's called the flight traffic controller, okay, in some regards.
Yeah, the radio location operator.
The flight traffic controller.
So you mentioned that after you were serving in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
So, did that impact you in any way that you were not near your brother?
No, not really. I was missing him, but it's not really, because when you're serving in the army, you just don't have enough time to think about it. Because it's every day, it's basically, in my case, just work.
Every month,
there's no free time.
Every month, I have free time. Per law in Soviet Army, every month you're supposed to see your drill. That means I was allowed to have kind of free time for 24 hours. That means I take bus, sometimes taxi, and drive to city where he was stationed. Say greet hello, spend time with him, couple hours, come back, and I have some free time.
What were some other conditions in the Soviet Army?
No running water, no, where I was, no running water, no showers, so, it's true. No.
I don't.
Yeah, sometimes there was no food at all,
no food
because they were bringing food from a big city, and it was like a small village called Vilasker. So sometimes on a Sunday, we are going, when we got free time, okay, we were going to the farm. Chicken farm that's two Germans hold. We were helping them and they give us food. So that was the condition. So we took shower once a week. That's the condition.
We have food only for 7 days, yeah. But sometimes we eat all our food in for 5 days. Yeah. In 2 days was not enough food for what we're doing. We must have cornfield, go to cornfield and pick up corn, right? Across the street we have milk farm. This means we help them to do some job. When we work, the parents give us eggs, give us milk, give us some good food. We come and prepare. In one moment, we prepare food from 96 eggs. We need this for a whole day.
Yeah, that's true. Essentially, washing clothes outside every day with a soap. That we were washing our bodies.
Because you have to have. You have for a whole month, you have only 2 pairs of socks. But you have to clean your clothes. Every day you have to be in clean clothes. Twice a day you have to shave. Twice a day. In the morning, you have to find time. You awake every day, no later than 6 o'clock. Period.
If you don't, they're going to send you to the Hauptwacht. Hauptwacht is a German word for a Russian prison. So that's called violation. So you got to be clean every day, and that's why. And they don't care how you do.
Were you ever sent there?
Huh?
Were you ever sent there?
No.
Did you ever fight?
With who? With each other? No.
Not with each other, with...
With another person?
Yes.
Yes, almost every week.
Every week.
Sometimes every second day, yeah. Because they try to push you to do something what they don't want to do, for example. Wash clothes, their clothes, wash socks. You cannot allow people to wash your extra time after them. You cannot allow them. If they allow you to do this, you will never stay for yourself. This means you have to fight. If they say something, you say no. If they don't understand, they start fighting with you. Some of the guys will be stronger than you, some of them will be actually able to answer.
When they came in as a unit, 15, no, it was not 15, it was about 9 guys, did initiation. They put the military coach on my head and started beating me, so. And I was just holding my head, so that's all.
On some place you have balance and you start working around.
Were there any battles that were fought between the Soviet Union and any other country when you were in the army?
There was no battle, but it was very, very... provocative situation a couple times because between Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a town called Osh. You can read this in history. This means we're not allowed to have guns or anything because we were staying next to international airport called Manas, 17 kilometers from Manas. And they go through us, but they didn't touch us because we don't have guns and military stuff.
We did have guns.
I don't have. Not allowed
guns, but because this was national conflict between Uzbeks and Kyrgyz, so I was involved when they sent our Uzbek guy. I was involved in one of the small conflicts when the Kyrgyz guy came and started basically almost destroying our unit. So,
I mean, what you said, how we fight for ourselves without guns, right? Very easy. We took it. Piece of tree, and defend yourself.
Yeah.
This is this piece of tree called bambuk. Bambuk, very dangerous tree. If you hit somebody, you can kill people. Okay, called bambuk. Check it with you.
Was there ever a time when you were defending your units that you fought together when you were still in the same unit?
Yes.
So how, what was that like?
We just defend each other. We just stay together and defend against 5 people sometimes.
Is that what you were taught to do in
the first time in my life when I started to fight?
And it's the same.
We never fight before in our life.
It's called, it's just older soldiers against seniority.
Seniority. Before go to army, we never fight. This is our first one, and this is what started with the defend yourself. You don't have to be offense to guys, you know, but you can defend yourself. As
you fight every day for the first year. Okay.
First 8 months.
First 8 months. And after 8 months, I never fight again. Before you become senior.
When we become more senior, we establish ourselves to able to defend ourselves. And after this, we stop fighting. We not fight anybody. We not offend anything. But we don't necessarily have to be defended. We're talking as normal people.
Is there one particular day that you remember when you were in the army?
I remember every day in the army.
But is there one that stands out of all of them?
Yes. When I got permission to leave army.
Me too. Same thing. Same feeling.
And I bought
free
ticket.
They're discharging.
And I bought ticket. And we come back home, take 4 days. Because we take train and we go to Moscow. We go from Moscow to Kyiv. From Kyiv to Zhytomyr. It takes almost 5 days, 4.5 days.
That's the best time. Yep.
How did you feel when you were released from the army?
Joy. Joy. Power.
We spent another 2 days without
MP. We didn't see our parents for 2 years.
Without MP.
We did not speak with our parents for 2 years, not on the phone. Nothing, just the letters, okay? No text messages, no nothing. So it was
no phone calls, no text messages, nothing.
But the best time of
our mom, our grandfather, write letters to us and we write letters back.
You got your uniform, but you don't need to honor officers. You just don't care anymore.
And they need
a powerful time.
And they need a lot of help because for 3 months I was preparing food for a lot of people in army without any experience. And I got a lot of experience. You have to be able to prepare food from basic. You know? I have a good teacher from guy who was older than me, who finished culinary school, and he teach me minute by minute. Minute by minute.
Were you both released from the army on the same day?
No. I was released first. And they're not allowed to release until December 21st because it was able for this. I go to my commander and ask him to help me to release him on the same day and we can go same time because I need to buy tickets. And he able to do this. He drives me to his town called Patmok. He talked with officers, he talked with higher officer, because we convinced. Then he convinced. They allow him to go back to my place. They release us. I am staying outside of the station for 3 days. And after this, we come back. Actually, we come back, it was five people. One guy from Moscow, right? One guy from Arkhangelsk, one guy from St. Petersburg, two guys from Ukraine. We all going together, five guys, you know. It was, two of them was my friend, you know. Yeah. We meet each other after army.
So, once you were able to see your parents, what was that like after not seeing them for 2 years?
Joy. It was, I was crying. Yeah. Not kidding.
Yeah, special fears.
They were crying and I was crying.
Special fear sister, because she grew up for 2 years.
I think they were
40 years old.
They saw very skinny guys in a nice uniform, so we just...
You cannot recognize, you know, nobody recognized us. Because we was come back from army, special. Alexander was in good shape. We go to army without good shape, we come back from army in good shape. Really, really good shape. Really, really good shape. We can fight for a couple months. You see? We can do a lot of good stuff, you know? Not right now, but after army, we still continue to.
Well, thank you so much for taking
your
time. Wow! Сюда.
Слушай, что за программа у тебя? У меня есть даже такая программа, что ты на телефоне.